So how do we manage our states? Well, one, remember, I believe virtually everything in life comes down to why to first, then how to. I believe if you want to succeed, you got to have 80% of success is figuring out why to succeed, why to manage your state, for example. 20% is how. Here's the how. And let's do it quickly, and let's just get right to doing it and doing some exercises. There are two primary ways to control your state of mind and body. They are, number one, controlling the way you use your physical body, what we call your physiology, and number two, controlling your mental focus. That is what you pay attention to, what you think about, what you picture, what you say to yourself. Today, we're going to focus on how to use our physical bodies to create the emotions that we want at any moment in time. And then on your next tape, we're going to work on how to control our focus, how to control the mental imagery and pictures and things that we think about in a way that immediately changes our state as well. Let's start and focus again today on physical movement. Now, I want you to think about something here. In order to feel anything in your life, you feel it through your nervous system, through your physical body. Now, if I told you I know someone who is totally depressed, I bet you could tell me about the way they move or even their posture, and you would probably have an accurate representation. In other words, if I told you about someone I know that's totally depressed, and let's say they're outside your door right now, and I said to you, for $100,000, describe for me, what is this person like? What's their posture like, for example? What would you say? Most people will say, slumped over. Where's this person's head? Most people will say, down. Where are their eyes? Again, most people will say, down. Where is this person's breathing? Is it full or shallow? Again, most people say shallow. And where is this person's facial expressions? Are their muscles in their face pulled up and tight, or are they down and slack? Again, most people say slack. How did you match up with these descriptions? Again, if you're like most people, most of those descriptions match the picture you have in your mind. Why is it that when we think of a depressed person, we think of somebody who's physically hunched over a little bit, looking down, talking a little bit more slowly, with their eyes down and their breathing shallow and their facial muscles slack? The answer is, in order to get depressed, you gotta work at it. It's not easy. You have to use your body in a certain specific way. I mean, try something ridiculous with me for a moment, won't you? Sit up right now in your chair. In fact, if you're not driving, stand up. If you're driving, that would be difficult. But if you're sitting, stand up for a second if you would. And if you're sitting and you're in a car, then sit up. But I want you to stand up ideally. Stand tall, breathing fully. Really strong, breathe fully, and I want you to look up towards your ceiling. And as you're standing there, breathing tall, looking at your ceiling, what I want you to do is something really ridiculous, really dumb. Put a huge, silly grin on your face. Go ahead, try it. Oh, come on, nobody's noticing, you're by yourself. And if they are noticing, then you'll get their attention anyway. Put a big grin on your face, look at the ceiling, listen to me now. Now, what I want you to do, while you stay standing tall, your shoulders back, breathing fully with this big grin on your face, I want you to get depressed without changing any aspect of your body. Don't change your facial expression. Oh, come on, you can do it. Hang in there, get depressed. No, you know, some of you are cheating. I can tell, I'm in the room. If you drop those shoulders, if you drop your head, if you stop breathing, or if you stop smiling, it doesn't count. Stand tall, breathing big, big smile, looking at the ceiling. That's right, and get depressed without changing. All right, well, if you can't change, then just stay happy and sit down. Now, here's my point. You might say, what does this got to do with state management? Are you saying every time I don't feel good, I should stand up tall, stare and grin at the ceiling? Yes. No, there are many ways to do this, but this is one. My point is this. How come when you stand tall and you breathe and you have this big grin on your face, how come you don't feel depressed? The answer is because it's pretty difficult because you're sending a totally different message to your brain. See, the way we move our facial muscles, the way we gesture, the way we physically walk, the pace at which we talk, all of these things determine how we feel in any given moment. If you don't like the way you're feeling, rather than trying to pump yourself up intellectually going, oh, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good, or doing a bunch of affirmations where I feel good, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good, and your brain goes, BS, that's not enough. What you've got to do is change the way you're moving. I mean, think about it. When you were growing up, didn't you have a parent that told you, hey, look, if you're depressed, go do something? Why did that work? Because when you go do something, you change the way you move, you change the way you breathe, you change what you're focusing on or what you're paying attention to, and whammo, you have an emotional change, a state change, if you will. So I want you to realize the power of your own physical body. When I was struggling, I had no idea the power of my body. I was at the effect, but you know what? I still use these tools. I just used them in the wrong way. Hey, listen, you already know the power of your body. When you don't like the way you feel, what do you usually do? I'll tell you what most Americans do. They do something to change the way they feel by changing their body, by changing their biochemistry. What do? They do things like drink alcohol. Why? Because the minute you drink alcohol, does it change your state? You bet. Do you behave differently when you're in a different feeling state? You better believe it. Guy goes, yeah, man, I sure do. The bottom line is you changed your biochemistry. As soon as you did that, that was changing physiology, and your emotions and feelings and behaviors change instantly. Now, a lot of people in our society, when they don't like how they feel, they change their body and change the way they feel by using cigarettes. They smoke, and therefore they breathe differently. When they breathe differently, they feel differently. When they feel differently, they behave differently. So they don't like how they're feeling. They're feeling a little tight. They're feeling a little frustrated. They're feeling a little stressed. They smoke a cigarette, and they think the cigarette makes them feel better. What makes them feel better is the fact that they're taking nice, deep, slow breaths. Why not try it without the cigarette? What a concept. Amazing. Bottom line is you can change just by changing your breathing alone. Now, what else do we do? Well, a lot of people, and they don't like the way they feel, what do? They eat. You know, they go, I don't feel good, and they eat. And then they get fat, and they look in the mirror, and they don't like how they look. That makes them feel worse. So they don't like the way they feel, so they eat some more. Right? And then they're caught up in that loop again. Have you ever been there? So food is another way we try and change our physical body in order to do it. Some people just go to sleep. And some people do things like go shopping or watch TV, but we're going to talk about that in your next tape. Those are people that are changing what they're focusing on. But the primary way most of us try and change how we feel is by changing the way we use our physical body. Drugs is the most obvious example. We've already talked about that. Cocaine. Why? Because it changes their state rapidly. That's why people still purchase it, even though it destroys their life simultaneously. They don't focus on that. The point is, any change in your physical body makes an immediate radical change in the way that you feel. So what you've got to learn to do is use this to your advantage. Instead of being at the effect of things, immediately change your emotions. So right now, let me give you a frame of reference about what I'm saying. I learned a long time ago that if I really wanted to succeed on an ongoing basis, I probably needed to measure my level of emotion, my level of intensity. I got a lot of this by working with professional athletes. I noticed that most athletes are really conscious of and pay attention to managing their emotions and their states. And you watch a tennis player, and every time before he hits the ball, he bounces the ball the exact same way, the exact same rhythm, kind of anchors himself, if you will, or triggers himself back in a state. Football players do it differently. You know, they grab their other buddy's head, and they go wham, 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 and smack heads with him, and then they feel good. You know, baseball players, they spit, you know, grab their legs, you know, scratch the ground, but they do certain things every time to get themselves in state. And as I started to work with professional athletes, people like the Los Angeles Dodgers or the United States Army or individual Olympic athletes, every one of them focused on are they ready or not, kind of checking their state. But you see, in life, I think life is not black and white. I look at life as having many hues and colors and shades. So one day I pulled one of these guys aside and I said, look, it's not are you ready or you're not. Let's try a stupid game, okay? Let's pretend we're going to measure your level of power and readiness on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 is you're dead. 10 is you're absolutely unstoppable. I said, where are you on that scale? And the guy said, well, I'm about level 7, 6.5, 7. I said, well, you're about to bat right now against Dwight Gooden. Tell me, if you stay at level 7, what's going to happen? You know what's amazing? Instantly, he could tell me. When he realized where he was, he said, I'll either ground out or I'll pop up or I'm going to be in a situation where I'm going to strike out. I said, what level do you need to be at on a scale from 0 to 10 to be successful with Dwight Gooden? He's at level 12. I said, okay, that gives me a frame of reference. So you also need to know where you need to be successful. Now, with an athlete, it's pretty clear. For peak performance, they got to be at level 10 or above, if you will, on a scale from 0 to 10. But isn't your life just as important as an athlete's? If you're going to go in right now and you're going to influence your son or daughter to do something like get excited about their schoolwork, how are you going to do that if you're at level 3? It's not going to happen. Too often I see parents that go, I just can't motivate my children. I just don't understand why. I talk to them about all the reasons why they should really go for it, but it just doesn't seem to work. Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Robbins? I'll say, yeah, try talking a little faster for your children. See, the way we use our voice will affect our states. See, I have a lot here I want to share with you in a short period of time, so I speed up a little bit. How would you feel if I said, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is day 5, and today what we're going to learn to do is manage our states of mind and emotion. And over the next 30 days of this program, I want you for hours at a time to listen to my voice After you came out of a deep trance and turned off the tape, I doubt very seriously if we'd create very much change. Now, I'm not saying it's not appropriate to talk in a more relaxed way than I am in this frenzied pace that I'm sharing with you to try and get everything in. But what I am saying is make sure that you're in an appropriate state for what it is you're trying to accomplish. Does that make sense? On a scale from 0 to 10, where do you need to be effective at a given task? If you want somebody to feel loved by you, you probably don't want to go level 10, go, I love you, okay! That probably won't work either. So everything is context related. But I'm asking you today to commit yourself for the next 4 or 5 days, even though we'll be doing other exercises, to looking at what state are you living in your life. If you want to look at the state of your life, look at the level of intensity and joy and passion you're creating. Where are you today on a scale from 0 to 10? Or better yet, before you started this 30-day program, where were you? Do you remember that first day? Before you got the program or anything else, where were you on a scale from 0 to 10? You remember where you were, first of all? Think about it for a moment, if you would. Where were you? What was your state like? Where were you on a scale from 0 to 10? Now, I want you to think of something. Where were you after you finished that first tape on a scale from 0 to 10? Most people that we followed up with and interviewed with are usually at level 8 or above. And when they started out, they were in level 6 or 5 or 4 or 3. And so what I want you to do is do it without me. You don't need me to change your state. You need you. You need to move your body differently, and you need to pay attention to where you are. Use the state that's most appropriate for where you need to be for the given situation.